And welcome back to the Orr's Observations Podcast. This is episode 20. I'm your host, Elliot Orr, and I'm coming at you from Tuesday, July 16th at 4:21 p.m. I'm not going to finish this episode in one sitting, so it will probably come out tonight or tomorrow. But, oh my God, I was gone. I was camping. I was at a fair, and I have no service. I'm, you know, walking around. Wow. This place is amazing. Life is so awesome. Wow. I get a text. The first text I can get all day. You know, I have no service out here. And it's from this guy I used to work with. Shout out Colton if you're listening to this. And he says, oh, you know, do you think the Trump assassination was staged? I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Trump just got killed, bro. What the fuck? I started freaking the fuck out. And I'm at, like, I live in Portland. So this is like a hippie event down in like Southern Oregon. And, you know, there's some like, you know, chill hippies. I'm not saying they're all like weird, but you know, there's a lot of people who probably really don't like Trump there. And I'm like freaking the fuck out. And no one else knows because it's like just happened and no service. Like, it's like for me, it was like one of those, like, everyone says they remembered where they were when they found out about 9/11. That for me is like, I'm always going to fucking remember that exact moment where I looked down at my phone and I think Trump got killed, bro. And then I'm like, say psych right now. And he's like, oh, like it's really happened, but he just got hit in the ear, but he's good. I was like, God damn. So finally I get out of this fair, you know, basically to make a long story short, I needed to take a few days to kind of up myself on what happened because I was not able to do it like day of. I had to start doing it like yesterday, and it's such a big fucking thing. It's like the biggest fucking story this year. So I gotta, like, you know, I gotta know what I'm saying before I come on here and, you know, try and spread some information to other people. So huge fucking deal. And also Trump also picked his vice presidential guy, JD Vance. And I'm going to talk about that as well. I'm going to spend most of it talking about the assassination and just a little bit at the end about JD Vance. And I think that's going to probably just be the episode today. I don't think I'm going to, I just want to get it out. You know, I'm just trying to get this episode out. So I'm not going to try and do too much, but those are the two stories I think I just absolutely have to cover on here. So get excited because I'm excited and it starts right now. So, I'm just going to get right the fuck into this story. So, I don't think I need to kind of give too broad an explanation here because I think everyone probably knows what's going on. But this dude, this 20-year-old guy, Thomas Matthew Crooks, he crawled on top of a building and, I mean, should have killed the president, basically. Should have fucking killed him. Donald Trump should have died the other day. And the fact that he didn't is, I mean, it's fucking wild. I'm really glad because if he did die, that would have sparked America into a place America does not want to be in, you know? So just kind of fucking insane. Just so wild. And the thing about this story is that there's the level of incompetence from the Secret Service makes it look very, very suspicious in a way. I mean that, you know, they were letting it happen. You know, it was a governmentally organized assassination of a presidential candidate, and not only a presidential candidate, but probably the future president and the former president. So it's pretty wild when you, I mean, you really think about it. How the fuck does this guy, right? So I'm gonna get deep into it. I'm gonna reveal the fucking insane facts about this shit. But, you know, long story, just kind of a broad context here, the mindset you got to go into. How does a guy walk into like a Trump rally, right, with a rifle, right? A rifle, a sniper fucking rifle. He's holding this shit. you know, there's cops and Secret Service and, you know, they've secured this area. They've seen every angle that the president could get shot at. And a guy walks through with a rifle and he climbs onto a roof with a rifle and he jumps to a different roof, supposedly, with said rifle. And then he lays down with a rifle and then people start yelling, "Hey, there's a guy with a gun on this roof." And then he shoots 5 times and then he gets killed. 5 times. Five. He should, A, not have been able to shoot one, but five. He shot 5 shots at Trump. And, you know, just knowing this, right? This is like, first, you know, for me, when I first actually was able to dig into this a little bit, enough was out for me to just be like, yeah, this is obviously sus as fuck. I never thought it was staged. Like, I don't think Trump, like, wanted to be assassinated because he literally got shot in the fucking ear, bro. I mean, that is just wild. You cannot trust someone to fucking shoot you in the ear. You know, this definitely happened. This was definitely an assassination attempt on the president. Without a doubt, right? And obviously, as with every single assassination ever, it was just one guy, right? Just one dude, you know? But you just heard the story I just laid out. And this isn't, you know, I haven't given you the fucking details yet, right? So pretty weird, right? It's definitely not just this guy. Maybe he was, you know, radicalized on his own and they were just waiting for someone to come and try and assassinate him and they were just always planning to let it happen. And, you know, there wasn't some conspiracy with this guy. That's a possibility. But, you know, there was definitely some sort of stand down order. Like, absolutely. This guy, there's absolutely zero chance. Just fucking no way, right? And, you know, the leftist media is going to try and say, oh, it was just one guy, because they don't want... It's really bad for them if they are actually implicated in this, because they are, right? There's no fucking way they aren't, right? And this guy, he's a 20-year-old, so radical that he's coming to fucking throw his life away at 20 years old to kill Donald Trump. He has no social media presence in his whole life. Zero. You know, he's so fucking radical that he has never written any sort of, like, fucking, you know, political shit. Like, look at me, right? If I assassinated a president, someone would fucking be like, oh, yeah, this guy could fucking assassinate a president. And he says some fucking wild shit about how much he hates the government online. This dude, so fucking radical that he killed the... would have killed the president if Trump didn't just turn his head a little bit. Just a tiny little bit. He would have killed the president, this guy. Just, you know, didn't fucking say anything online ever in his whole life. As a 20-year-old. Fucking kids my age, 2 years older than me. There's no fucking way that this dude was so politically radicalized that he has no social media presence. Pretty weird. You know, there was an Instagram account that I found, and I'm going to get into this once I start to get into the details. I'm just trying to give some of my thoughts first because I feel like I need to get some of that commentary out of the way before I kind of get into some of the details. I'm going to get into that in a second. But, you know, it's weird. The guy is weird. And there's definitely some speculation about it being like a MK Ultra kind of like mind control thing. They found some like mental defective guy and, you know, kind of brainwashed him like with like, I don't know, MK Ultra type shit, mind control, and made him do some fucked up shit, right? But, you know, I think it's more likely that he was manipulated, like entrapped, basically. They found this guy and they were like, oh, hey, you know, whether or not he knew that it was like a government guy or not, he probably didn't. Someone definitely like kind of put that idea in his head, at least, you know, he's definitely, there's something else going on, right? So what's weird, this guy is supposedly... One of the last things he did was apparently register as a Republican. He registered as a Republican and then went and killed Donald Trump. Last election, he donated to some progressive Democratic group. So, you know, I don't think he's Republican. If he tried to kill Donald Trump and he killed someone in the crowd, I don't buy that. I think it was oh, well, let's just do this to fucking make some confusion going on. It's fucking weird. It's pretty confusing, right? I mean, that's a pretty weird thing to do, is register as a Republican and then go and try and kill the Republican president, right? Doesn't make any sense. But I'm going to just kind of go through some shit, right? So the Secret Service at least had 2 full minutes. We have proven on video of a guy pointing at this fucking dude, a civilian, a fucking civilian, pointing at the fucking shooter on the roof for 2 minutes, 2 fucking minutes to officer Secret Service. Nothing. If you have 2 minutes, right? And it's more than 2 minutes. I'm going to let you in on a secret. It's 26 minutes that they knew about this guy. Why is Trump on stage? They should have tackled him the second they get a report that there's a guy with a fucking rifle on the fucking roof over there. It's not even that fucking far away. It was like 130 yards. And there's a guy. Hey, there's a guy with a gun over here. Oh, yeah. Well, we're just going to let Trump stay up there for 2 more minutes, right? It's literally timed out. Trump talking, this video, like, fucking screaming at this, right? So it's wild, right? Another really weird thing. If you know anything about the world, you probably have heard about BlackRock, the investment giant that basically owns every company in the world. They have an ad, and guess who is in this ad? Thomas Matthew Crooks is in this ad. So, pretty weird. Pretty sus. In light of this, the Biden administration has finally given Secret Service to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which terrifies me, because that means they are going to assassinate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They're going to let it happen. If I was Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I would say thanks, but no thanks. Too late for that shit. We just watched the fucking Secret Service shit the bed. And yeah, we're going to just stick with our private security. But thanks for the offer. Really makes you guys look good after doing this fucking, right after the Secret Service fails miserably and almost assassinates the other guy. Pretty fucked up and wild. It's just, oh my God. Oh my fucking God, it's so annoying. So the FBI, they have this guy's phone, but guess what? They can't get into it. There's a password. So the FBI, the NSA, and the CIA, who, you know, access our data all fucking day long, they had the most advanced password guesser ever. And this guy's phone, the fucking one guy in the whole world who cannot get his phone broken into, is this dude who just tried to assassinate Trump with no social media presence, who's supposedly a Republican, right? What? You can't get into his phone? What? Really? You can't get into his phone? That's the line you're going to use? Yeah, we can't guess his password. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's just unreal. But literally, this guy, 26 fucking minutes. This is like, The official thing is that law enforcement, like, spotted this guy for 30 minutes. 30 fucking minutes, bro. That's absolutely insane. Somehow, it gets even worse. The building that this guy shot Trump on was where the police tactical team was staging. So it was the staging area, and apparently there were fucking people inside the building. They decided to secure the building from the inside because, get this, the roof was sloped, and they didn't want to put anyone on a sloped roof. Yet, they had other snipers. The sniper that killed that guy was on a sloped roof, and this area, this fucking building, was identified as a high-priority threat. Yet, there was a ladder that was unsecured because the people were inside. And the people who were on the outside saw this guy for 30 minutes. And the sniper had this guy in the scope on the roof for 3 minutes. And he could not kill this guy? Really? They do not have to wait until this guy shoots first. And get this, right? A police officer climbs up the ladder and sees a guy with a gun, and he points it at him. And there's a sniper looking at this guy right now, seeing this. The policeman, instead of shooting the gunman, goes down the ladder. Trump continues to be up there. And then the shooter rushed, shoots his shot, and should have fucking killed him. Trump, while just kind of randomly lucky, turns his head literally 1 degree, literally the slightest amount possible. And it hits like the fucking edge of his ear. If that was any deeper, if that was just, you know, he didn't turn his head at all, it would have gone through his head, blown up on fucking stage. His head would have been gone. This guy, you know, they're saying, well, you know, if it was a fucking pro, they would, if they planned this, he wouldn't have missed. He didn't fucking miss. He did not miss. Trump got so fucking lucky. He got so lucky. He did not miss, guys. This is not like, you know, this is what I'm saying. This guy was obviously trained, right? It's not like that hard of a shot from my understanding, from the people that I've heard. I don't, you know, personally know a lot about guns, but people who do don't say it's a tough shot. And he didn't miss. Trump turned his head. And the guy was rushed, right? So if this guy had shot earlier, he was there for like 3 minutes preparing this shot. Maybe he would have hit him square in the middle. Because this time he was like, oh shit, they're going to come and get me now. I got to just take this shot right now. And he hit him. But Trump just turned his head. I mean, it's really insane. It's really insane. I cannot fucking believe that he's still alive right now. And guess what? At the RNC today, they shot another shooter. There was a shooter trying to shoot him. And they killed him outside. So they're still coming. They're coming to try and get him. But we'll see. There was some crazy predictions being made by some very controversial names. And he said that, you know, there could be some poison or some like electromagnetic waves or some car bombs. Like they're going to drive a truck into the RNC. He also said that they're also going to kill Biden. They're going to kill Tucker Carlson and they're going to kill Elon Musk. And, you know, he's one of those guys where you take everything he says 10% seriously, you know, 10% of it. I guess in the fucking craziest possible scenario, you're right. You know, you could be. You can't just totally dismiss it, but it's not something you're like, damn, this is really, I'm going to say that the White House is going to get nuked and kill Biden. They're going to kill Biden by nuking the White House and blaming it on Iran and then declaring martial law across the country. Which, I mean, you know, they did just try and kill Trump and they didn't fucking do it. So I guess they're really going to try and fucking kill Trump next, right? They're not going to fucking fail again. So anyway, I'm going to keep talking about this assassination because there is a lot more crazy shit that happened. So apparently the like guy, the shooter, he took out a rangefinder and he was like trying to use the rangefinder to calculate the distance. And the sniper saw him and didn't stop him. This is according to a CBS News report that they observed him checking out the structure, taking out a rangefinder and later returning with a backpack. They saw him disappearing before he climbed on the roof. One of the snipers inside saw Thomas Matthew Crooks outside and looking up at the roof, observing the building. Crooks came back, sat down, and looked at his phone. At that point, one of the snipers took a picture of him. Crooks took out a rangefinder, and the sniper radioed to the command post. Crooks disappeared again and then came back a third time with a backpack. The snipers called in with information that he had a backpack and said he was walking towards the back of the building. They're saying that he used an air conditioning unit to get onto the roof, but there's a ladder actually there. And apparently there's information coming out now that he like brought his own ladder, but I'm not totally sure about that. So it's really, really weird. The FBI has confirmed that he was seen by members of law enforcement, on the roof of the building with a clear sight line. And despite being alerted to his presence, authorities failed to confront him and allowed him to remain hidden for nearly 30 minutes. So the thing that's pretty fucking crazy about this is that instead of having people on top of this building where this guy was shooting from, they were fucking inside of it. And they knew that this is, quote, a well-known high-priority vulnerability. They like, knew about this spot already because it was, like, 130 yards away from where Trump was. And the director of the Secret Service, who has said she's not going to resign, which she should. I don't want her to be the director of my Secret Service, personally. But she said that the roof was too sloped and she didn't want to have someone fall off of it. Yet the sniper who killed the sniper was actually on a sloped roof that was the same, if not more sloped. So that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Why was this well-known, high-priority vulnerability not well-covered? That's super weird to me. So a police officer came up and even fucking, approached this guy, right? They fucking came and he went back down the ladder, right? It's fucking insane. It's so insane. Why is this guy... I mean, A, the dude should go up there and try and fucking shoot the guy, right? But, no. Instead, he climbs back down the ladder, and no one takes Trump off stage, which is just fucking insane. So the director, Cheadle, she actually also admitted to replacing Trump's permanent detail with temporary agents for this Butler rally. And his permanent detail were stood down, according to the USS spokesperson... The USSS spokesperson, Anthony Guglielmi. So, the site agent in charge of putting all security measures for the event was a new agent from the Pittsburgh office with limited experience. So, apparently from what I heard, that some of Trump's guys were relocated to go and help Jill Biden, who was doing an event nearby. Not Joe, but his wife, Jill. She was the one who was getting the extra protection. Apparently, there was also a plan for an Iranian assassination attempt. The intelligence agencies had gotten warning about that. So there was supposed to be beefed up security for this event, but obviously that's not true. And both the fact that there was beefed up security and that it was an Iranian assassination attempt, because I don't think this was Iranian. I don't know. Something tells me that that doesn't connect. And the CNN, they say that there's no known connection to the shooting from the Iranian threat. So sounds pretty weird. I don't really know. I mean, I guess it's possible, but I feel like it's weird for Iran to try and assassinate Trump instead of Biden, to be totally honest, because I think they have a better chance of, getting more of what they want with Trump than with Biden. I guess, right. So, hold on. I'm going to back this statement up for a second. Trump will be hard on Iran, but overall, I think there's a better chance of longer term, less involvement from the U.S. and the Middle East, militarily at least, with Trump, rather than a Biden or any sort of Democrat globalist person. And speaking of Biden, it is kind of nice for him. It's a good time for him to not be the top of the news cycle right now, because before it was all Biden sucks, he's so old. And now it's all about, it's bad for him in terms of this is maybe the best thing that could have happened to Trump, to be totally honest, to surviving an assassination attempt, getting up, pumping his fist with the flag in the background. It's a pretty freaking crazy moment to see, and I'm not even a Trump guy, but that made me feel some kind of way. So it's a wild time to be alive. And, you could kind of feel that something wild was about to happen. You could kind of just feel the energy coming, that something was going to happen, and it kind of needed to, because, Biden was struggling, the Democrats looked really bad, and that was about to be the narrative. And, there is some people saying that there's some sort of weird, kind of spiritual thing about this, saying, that we kind of dodged a bullet, he literally did, but we kind of are on a better timeline now, that he did not get assassinated, because that would have triggered something truly insane in this country. There would have been, who knows what would have happened, to be totally honest. It was, wow, crazy that he survived that. And, I think there could be something to it. I do kind of tend to lean towards there being alternate timelines, realities, all that sort of stuff. So, this is definitely the one to be living in right now. you know, they're in a bad position. The globalists, the New World Order, they're going to have to throw it all at the wall right now, which is pretty scary, to be totally honest. And I don't know what that means, but I think this is just the beginning, unfortunately. But I still got new more stuff to talk about here with the Trump thing. And if I was a, you know, more professional podcaster, I'd probably go into an ad break right now. So if anyone here is listening who would want to put an ad in here, hit me up, and I'll definitely put an ad in here. As long as you're chill. Then, you know, I'll put an ad in here for sure. Can be, doesn't even have to be an ad, can be like a shout out, can be a message, can be a joke, can be anything you want. But I'm going to get back to just a few more things here to add, you know, because it's been a few more days since the thing happened. So I've had the ability to get some extra stuff, reporting, more information. And I'm pretty excited about that. I mean, it's kind of fucked up what happened, but I'm excited that I have a lot more information to be talking about, because it wouldn't have been very interesting if I had to just immediately react to this, not knowing anything. Because a few days after, even, we know a lot more, and who knows if we'll ever know what actually happened, all the information. But here's some more. So this is from a CNN article, and this is apparently released by the FBI. He went to a shooting range where he was a member and practiced firing the day before. The day of the rally, Crooks went home to a Home Depot and purchased a 5-foot ladder. And there's like a picture of the ladder, and it's like 12 steps tall. It's taller than 5 feet. And, you know, I've seen people who know stuff about ladders, which sounds kind of dumb to say, but, you know, I'm young. I don't know. I'm not a dad yet. I don't know about a lot about ladders, but people are saying that it's a fancy ladder and it's an expensive ladder and it's a big ladder. So I trust the ladder experts on this one. I defer to them. I trust the ladder science on X. I'm going to take their word for it. He visited a gun store and purchased 50 rounds of ammunition. He drove his Hyundai Sonata about an hour north to the Trump rally. He parked the car outside, and he had an improvised explosive device hidden in the trunk, and he had a transmitter that he carried on him. And the investigators believed he used the newly bought ladder to scale a nearby building and opened fire on the president. So he had a ladder and a rifle, and nobody saw him. Just a guy casually holding a ladder and a rifle. Yeah, not sus. So fucking wild. It's so obviously, you know, there was an inside job for sure. So apparently, you know, as common with assassinations, there are reports of a second shooter coming from like a water tower or like a tree. Some people even seem to think there might be one in the crowd. And there are some really suspicious videos of like people acting like as if they know what's about to happen and like kind of crouching, weird body language, moving people out of the way, but still not getting Trump off the stage. So it's just super, super weird and really suspicious. So one of them, these videos, you can find them on X for sure. A lady saw a counter sniper firing down towards the water tower. She said that in a different video, it's not the same woman. The sharpshooter shot and killed the gentleman in the water tower, and they got the shooter on the water tower, but wasn't immediately able to get to the shooter on the roof, which is why they wanted to leave immediately. And in the third video, a lady says that her kid and daughter-in-law were on the other side of the fence behind them, and that she said that there was a shooter by the fence, which she, I think is like the building, and another by the water tower. So there's like supposedly multiple different people who saw the second shooter in the water tower, apparently. There's also something about like some posts on 4chan, which, you know, it's 4chan, so I didn't see it on 4chan. I saw it on X, but, you know, you can't really trust it fully. Apparently, the sniper who killed Thomas Crooks on the roof of the building, the glass building, he was given like a stand down order, and he said that he also got fired, but it's unconfirmed. And I haven't seen anything else about it. And if it was confirmed, I think it would be more confirmed because, you know, there's been a lot of crazy, crazy stuff. And he was also like, this guy had a fucking explosive thing in his car too. And it's just so weird that, you know, they can't find any of his stuff online. Like, he doesn't have anything like that. It's just really weird. Super sus, obviously. And I just can't believe that happened. It's so fucking crazy. And apparently there was 11 shots fired from 3 firearms. And you got to remember that one of them is, like, probably at least a couple of them maybe are the counter snipers. So not totally saying there's 3 gunmen. But, you know, maybe 2, unless there was 2 snipers. But we'll see. I think it's just fucking so insane. He really, like, barely missed that bullet. I'm watching, like, a little forensic analysis on it right now, and it was literally about to go through, like, the, like, left side of his brain, and it would have, like, exploded, so his head would have just been fucked. And he, like, barely turns his head out of the way, just a tiny, tiny bit. And it, like, looks like it almost even grazes his forehead. Like, it's, like, insane. It's so fucking crazy. Wow. It's just a fucking wild thing. Anyway, J.D. Vance, he is the vice presidential candidate for Donald Trump. This is the last thing I'm going to talk about on here real quick. I don't know a ton about him. Out of the people on Trump's, like, short list, I wanted Vivek or Tulsi Gabbard personally, but they were never really on the short lists. It was mostly, like, Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance, Ben Carson, Tim Scott. And J.D. Vance, I think, is the best choice out of those 4. But there's some sus things about him. He's a Israel diehard. He's got some weird connections with, like, bio health and, you know, Peter Thiel, some CIA stuff, you know, business stuff. It's just, it's a little bit sus. And I don't totally hate some of the stuff he says, but there's definitely, you know, some red flags. Tucker Carlson says that every bad person he's ever met in a lifetime in Washington was aligned against J.D. Vance, and that Tucker is thrilled about this VP pick. What's extraordinary about Vance, Tucker emphasizes, is that he's, like, one of the only members of the Senate with a happy marriage. He observed that the power-hungry elites despise him, Vance, and not for personal reasons, but because they find him harder to manipulate and slightly less enthusiastic about killing people. So, I don't know. There's some good and some bad. If you look at his, like, Twitter history, J.D. Vance, all of his tweets, or most of them, got deleted around 2020, which is kind of weird. And this is from David Icke. Globalist Peter Thiel's business partner, J.D. Vance, is Trump's running mate. What a few days for Trump. The shooting, financial, and promotional support from Elon Musk and other billionaires, the dropping of criminal charges over classified documents today, and the Republican nomination convention 2 days after the shooting, at which he made J.D. Vance his potential vice president. Vance is the business associate of billionaire Peter Thiel, who serves on the steering committee of the globalist Bilderberg Group, and is the founder of Palantir, which provides surveillance and other tech for the Pentagon and intelligence networks. Thiel and Vance also invest in Rumble and fund the Roman Catholic Hollow Prayer app, promoted by people like Russell Brand. Thiel was on Trump's transition team after he won the election in 2016. And, you know, this is, he says, quite an anti-globalist, anti-deep state lineup then, obviously being sarcastic. And there's been some, like, tweets about J.D. Vance saying, oh, we should fire every nurse who doesn't get vaccinated. But apparently he was being sarcastic. It was like, the hospitals are overwhelmed, so obviously what we should do is fire thousands of nurses, was basically what he was saying. But, you know, it's very, it's all right. I'm not too upset about it. I wasn't planning on supporting Trump, so it's not like this is moving my vote. But it's still, like, a big deal. Elon Musk came out and supported Trump as well. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with this election. But this is a post from Sherilyn Jones Freed at Sherilyn Thinks on X. And this is just a good summary. I'm not going to read it quote for quote, but this is going to be my last closing bit about this. This was a great week for RFK Jr., but he can't celebrate it.
Trump chose J.D. Vance, which is a terrible pick that doesn't bring him one single additional vote, but it makes it far more easy to attack Trump. He called RFK and exposed that he's been lying about not wanting RFK in his administration and that he thinks RFK is crazy about the vaccines. And Trump did. There's like a leaked thing. Apparently RFK was like really pissed about it, but it was his son. Like Trump called him and like he was recording already. And he said that, you know, he wanted him in the administration, blah, 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 about vaccines and turning babies weird. So he was lying about all that stuff he was saying about RFK, of course. And Biden is in free fall. He's staying the candidate despite the media savaging him. RFK will get on all the ballots and qualify for the next debate. Put him on the debate stage with Trump and Biden and all bets are off. He'll bring up issues neither Trump nor Biden want to address, including the national debt, lies about the Ukraine proxy war, chronic disease, and the destruction of the middle class. RFK will turn this into a brand new and very competitive race. 270 electors win. Wow. Sometimes I get lost reading the X posts. 270 electors, winner takes all, means that around 34% of the vote can win in a three-way race. So, we'll see. I am going to stay hopeful. Obviously, not a perfect guy, but no one is. And he is, I think, comparatively, I feel a lot more comfortable with that guy. But yeah, I'm going to keep it to however long this was, which hopefully it wasn't too long, but I appreciate all you guys listening, and good night.